On the third morning, instead of seeing the raven as at the other times, who should meet him but the handsomest lad he ever saw, with gold rings in his hair, with a bundle in his hand. The king's son asked this lad if he'd seen a big black raven.
You will never see the raven again, for I am the raven. I was put under spells by a bad druid. It was meeting you that loosed me, and for that, you will get this bundle. Now you must turn back on the self-same steps and lie a night in each house as before. But ye must not loose the bundle which I gave ye until in the place where you most wish to dwell.
The king's son turned his back to the lad and his face to his father's house, and he got lodging from the raven's sisters just as he got it when going forward. When he was nearing his father's house, he was going through a close wood. It seemed to him that the bundle was growing heavy, and he thought he would look what was in it. When he loosed the bundle, he was astonished. In a twinkling, he sees the very grandest place he ever saw. A great castle and an orchard about the castle. In which was every kind of fruit and herb. He stood full of wonder and regret for having loosed the bundle, for it was not in his power to put it back again. He would have wished this pretty place to be in the pretty little green hollow that was opposite his father's house. But he looked up and saw a great giant coming towards him.
That's the place where you have built the house, King's son.
Yes, but it is not here I would wish it to be, though it happens to be here by mishap.
What's the reward for putting it back in the bundle as it was before?
What's the reward you would ask?
That you will give me the first son you have when he is 7 years of age.
If I have a son, you shall have him.
In a twinkling, the giant put each garden and orchard and castle in the bundle as they were before.
Now, take your own road, and I will take mine. But mind your promise, and if you forget, I will remember.
The king's son took to the road, and at the end of a few days, he reached the place he was fondest of. He loosed the bundle, and the castle was just as it was before. And when he opened the castle door, he sees the handsomest maiden he ever cast eye upon.
Advance, king's son. Everything is in order for you. If you will marry me this very day.
It's I that am willing.
And on the same day, they married.